Yeah, dude. You know, dude.
Jackass 4, it's happening.
I don't want it to happen. I don't think it's going to be.
I think it'll be good.
I don't think it's going to be good. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't want to be a negative Nancy just yet. Anyway, 7:26. Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Have you not tried the new Bud Light Seltzers? You dummy. What are you doing? Great thing to have. Obviously, summer's right around the corner, and I know it seems far away, and we're stuck inside right now, but you are going to be on a boat or on the beach or just...
I'm on a boat!
Come on a boat, and I'm drinking Bud Light Seltzer, and yeah, check it out. Bud Light Seltzer, they're delicious. What do you got for sports, buddy? Because I got a couple things otherwise, so...
Yep. Let me go through a few things I did in the 6 o'clock hour, then let's get to yours because it's something different. I like it. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Roger Goodell, NFL News, confirmed to teams in a memo Thursday that the 2020 NFL Draft will proceed as scheduled on April 23rd through the 25th. He wrote a little message. Basically, it's just saying, hey, you know what? Make sure you got good internet. Make sure you're not around a bunch of people. We're not going to do it in Vegas like we originally were going to because, well, that's just not safe and that's just not what people are doing.
Yeah.
So I said to you earlier, could you imagine getting your mom answers the phone, you got a magic jack while you're doing the draft going to the end of, hey, Ma! Get off the phone,
Ma.
I'm going to the Redskins.
Come on, Ma. And then someone's getting drafted by the Browns, and like, it's fine. I lost connection. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
Oh, the internet was out. I guess I'm not going to the Browns.
Right.
You know, moving on. Mark Cuban. You know him from Shark Tank. He does a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks owner. He isn't shy when it comes to presenting outside of the box ideas of how the NBA should take measures against the coronavirus once it play eventually resumes. Basically, he's saying we should use a thermal gun to just take people's temperature. You can tell right away if somebody's sick by just shining a beam on them.
Right there.
It's not a bad idea.
No. Everyone should be checked, and they should be, because they're in close quarters. They should be doing constant checking of those. Or, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's tough, man, because do you waste, like, if we have enough testing kits, do we do that? Is there a better way to do it if you just scan them to see how their temperature is, you know? I mean, I guess that's a more feasible way to do it.
It's just weird that, like, when sports are going to resume, it's still going to be on everybody's mind. Everybody's going to be on eggshells.
Yep.
I mean, could you imagine being, like, a receiver in the NFL and the DB across when you starts coughing?
Yeah, big dude.
Like,
makes you just run faster, though. Make you
or
get
the
open.
Other way around. The other way around. The receiver starts coughing. The DB's like, I ain't getting close to this guy. I'm going to let him catch the ball. Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's weird to think about that. It's going to be so relevant in sports, even when they do resume, just precaution-wise.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen with that. So.
All right. We'll check it out. We can save my stories for tomorrow. That's good enough for right now. So, all right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.